Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Worries about inflation in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Even Uncle Sam having to fess up that there is significant inflation out there right now. Social Security recipients will be getting a 5.9% increase in their Social Security checks at the start of the new year. Extension, livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that for beef cattle producers, worries about inflation's impact on beef at the retail level, gotta pay attention.
Well, certainly it's something to be concerned with a little bit. We're seeing higher fuel prices, both for gasoline, for automobiles, as well as the prospects of significantly higher winter heating costs for consumers. All of those things will be an impact. And of course, we have seen, protein prices higher and so on. So I think there will be some tempering of demand, if you will, as we go forward. I don't necessarily think this is a really big issue or one that's going to spiral out of control. I think the economy in general is just kind of trying to sort out a lot of dynamics and sort of figure out where we're going to end up here. But certainly we'll have some things to keep an eye on here as we go forward.
And Dr. Peel says that whether you're talking about at the grocery store or at the restaurant, that beef prices have jumped enough higher that consumers are paying attention.
I think it probably is. You know, we had a stronger than usual run up here late summer in the box beef market. It's settled back down from that. You know, and I think it's pretty stable. It is kind of drifting lower a little bit, but mostly in a seasonal sense at this time of the year. You know, we are getting some indications, really, in terms of retail prices, that we've reached a level where, you know, there's a little bit of pushback from the consumer side. So I think there's a limit there. I don't see them necessarily under a lot of pressure, but I think we will see some limits on the potential for those to go higher here in the short run.
So I guess maybe the question for cattle producers, will we be able to maintain enough demand to make some money on these cattle that are currently in our feedlots or will soon be entering the feedlots later in the fall? That brings us to the question of what sort of a break even is it going to take to make money here the balance of this year and especially into the early part of 2022?
You know, obviously, feeder cattle markets have moved a little bit higher in the last few weeks. So those cattle that are in the feedlots now are going to need a little bit higher number as we go forward here. So we're looking at break-evens moving into certainly the upper 120s, up, you know, closer to that $130 mark as we finish out the year in order to be at break-even levels. And again, if you look at, you know, generally out in the country, you know, we do have higher feeder cattle prices. Both the big feeder cattle and the calf prices are higher. So I think for a lot of producers, profitability prospects really come down to managing those feed costs and trying to protect, you know, the better revenues that the market is offering and is expected to continue offering in the coming months.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're going to be talking with Dr. Peel at the end of this week, as we've already set up a time to visit with him about the upcoming cattle on feed report this coming Friday afternoon. The folks from Allendale are estimating that on feed as of October 1 this coming Friday afternoon will be 1% under that of a year ago. They expect placements to be 0.3% above a year ago. Marketing's down by almost 3% from a year ago. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know, Stillwater Milling's Agri Centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills Agri Centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.